Welcome to the Industry 4.0 podcast with Grantech.
Hi, welcome to the first episode of season 3 of the Industry 4.0 podcast with Grantech. The Industry 4.0 podcast with Grantech delivers a look into the world of manufacturing with a focus on stories and trends to lead you to better solutions. We're very excited at Grantech to launch season 3. I think you're going to get a lot out of each episode, and I'll spend a few minutes now to kind of talk about what the season looks like and what is Grantech, what is the context for this Industry 4.0, what do you mean by that? So Grantech, we are an industrial automation solution provider. So if you run a food and beverage or pharmaceutical plant or maybe consumer products and a few other verticals, and you've bought a bunch of machines, you've bought a case packer, you've bought a filler that's going to fill jars or bottles or cans, you've bought a cartoner that's going to put product into a carton, you bought a palletizer that's going to stack it up on a pallet for you, you have some pumps and a mixer and a process system, you've bought all this equipment from different companies and vendors. Well, maybe you want to connect it all together. Maybe you want to pull data out of all of it. Maybe you want to have one machine talk to another machine to transfer some data and information. Maybe you want to have one wonderful, beautiful screen for your supervisors, your plant managers, your maintenance personnel to see how the entire facility is doing, and you need to connect to all those different pieces of equipment from different vendors. Grantech can do that and does that. What if you do custom equipment and custom machines? What if you're an expert on the mixing of your product and producing your product? That's another area of development for that. Also vision, not to leave out a few others. So vision systems, you need camera systems to inspect things. You need databases to store recipe information and do reporting. You want some analytics. You want to generate alarms if the temperature in a building in a certain room goes out of spec because you're running a very tight pharmaceutical process. Again, that's another area of development that Grantech's in and that the industry, kind of the area we're talking about, industrial automation in food and beverage and pharmaceutical manufacturing. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, my name's Dave McKenna. I'm the leader of Grantech Smart Packaging Group. I'm the new host for this year. I started out in automation in 2003. I learned how to spell PLC in 2003, coming out of an engineering program at university, but of course not learning anything practical in that. Jumped right into a large greenfield new pharmaceutical plant that was being built, had a wonderful opportunity to learn about integrating plant floor systems up to SAP, which was controlling their inventory and controlling all the production receipts and production data for that pharmaceutical plant. Great opportunity. Real privilege to work there, and got to learn about GMP and putting on shoe covers and gowning and hair nets and all that wonderful stuff. Worked in various different other projects, spent 2 years as a road warrior, flying every Monday, coming home every mostly Fridays, installing SAP at a major food company, and learned how to spell that other three-letter word, SAP. And then I was part of an RFID group. So Grantech really dug deep into RFID. RFID was, if you remember, when it was really, really hot and still relatively new, it was going to change the world. It was going to be on absolutely everything, everywhere. You'd roll your shopping cart out of Walmart, and the cash register would just magically scan everything, and it was going to be on everything, everywhere. Got to work on some really innovative RFID projects. Saw some things that really took off, and some things again that didn't. So an opportunity. Sometimes technology has a little more promise and hype than always, but sometimes things do really, really change the development environment in the world. Worked also on another ERP project. So worked at a food company, bought another food company. They requested me to come in and worked at a site for 3 months, helping keep the SAP system running after, and ate a 100 gram chocolate bar on a daily basis at that point. That was a particularly sweet moment in my career. And then manage various projects and accounts in the automation industry. So doing custom automation systems and seeing those projects through, working with clients to figure out their needs and getting a handle on change and development in the industry. So right now, the team I lead at Grantech is the Smart Packaging Group. Our goal is to leverage successful projects and solutions that we've done across the whole industry and be industry experts and leverage our pool of engineers to provide repeated solutions to a customer. So a customer gets something that is of high quality, has been rolled out many, many times before. We know how to solve these problems. But they also get the flexibility of something that can be customized. the flexibility of a software that's open. So it's not, you're not buying a proprietary system. If you were to engage with us, we think there's value in customers being able to control their own destiny and buy a system from us and support it on their own, or upgrade it with someone else if they should so choose. That's a little bit about me. And again, really excited to learn the several three-letter things in my career at PLC, SAP, and some others, and excited to learn new ones as Industry 4.0 really gains steam and hits and develops. It is an interesting time in the industry. We're seeing a lot of change. We're seeing a lot of investment, a lot of excitement. A lot of executives need to have an AI. What's my AI strategy? I need one right now. I've got to go spend some money on being yelled at. So there's money coming in for investment. There's huge turnover happening. There's a lot of plants that are hitting end of life or obsolescence on a lot of their automation hardware. Maybe you deal with that. Maybe you just keep it running and hang tight. That's one strategy that gets used a lot. So it's an interesting time. There's a lot of development. And so this is an exciting podcast. Really, it's a privilege to run this. And so what do we do on this? Well, season three, we have guests from large food manufacturers, guests from other large manufacturers. We have guests from some partner and vendors that we work with. We have a few GrandTech employees as guests, and we interview them and we ask them questions about where they see Industry 4.0. What are some of the trends that they see on new technology in industrial automation and manufacturing? What are some of the best in class solutions? Where are some of the problems that they see? And we also just have a bit of fun. It's a chance to learn more about some of these people. See, these are maybe some of your peers in the industry, or may have positions that you might aspire to, or not. But it's a chance to kind of learn from some of those people and see how their careers went and why they're still in this manufacturing, what they enjoy from it, and how they got into it. So please do. Hopefully that sounded enticing. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and are interested in the promise of future ones. Please do hit subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes, and join the conversation. Send us an email, info@grandtech.com, with any comments you may have. Excited to share the Industry 4.0 podcast with GrandTech with you. And please look for new episodes on your podcast channel. Cheers.